The renovation project would replace the siding, insulation, doors, windows, stairs, and railings at the Power and Light headquarters, which dates back to the 1920s and 30s. Rainforest Contracting of Petersburg was the low bidder on the project and was recommended for the work by outgoing Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson. Rainforest bid $538,600 for the remodel. The other bids were from Alaska Commercial Contractors of Juneau and Dawson Construction of Bellingham. Assemblymember Bob Lynn wanted to find out about other options.
I've looked at the bids on this. We're over budget, but I also have some more questions about looking at some other options that aren't here, of moving that whole facility up to some other building and to do some of those things. And I haven't seen sufficient analysis for me to say to go for this bid right now.
The Assembly has been considering the idea of putting the electric department under the oversight of a utility director and consolidating the roles of a few borough department heads as a cost-saving measure. Manager Steve Giesbrecht said staff had not put any thought into the possibility of moving the electrical department headquarters.
Other than the possibility of could it fit it at Public Works and could we expand Public Works to have enough room up there? That came up as part of several different conversations, up to and including when the Assembly took out the parking adjustment that that Joe had presented to fix the parking over here. So Public Works has a lot more parking room. That would be an option. I can tell you that we have not designed a project to do that at this point.
The borough has paid for design of the remodel of the downtown building, and that design work cost just under $61,000. The Assembly a little over 4 months ago voted to move forward with the project. However, Assembly members this spring also voted to remove $775,000 from the electrical department budget for purchasing land and improving the parking lot between the building and Hammer Slough. Combining the cost of the building remodel and the parking lot work, Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter said the project price was closer to $1.3 million. Wallhuter wanted to find out more about moving the Power and Light headquarters in with the Public Works Department on 2nd Street.
And so what I was thinking was the more we can consolidate our manpower and our expenses, the less it's going to cost us as citizens. So this is an option that I think that we need to explore. I don't want to have an engineer's report. I don't want to send it out and have, you know, what would it look like for $1.3 million in new paint, maybe new office furniture, update the wiring? Something that I think we need to look at.
Local officials for years talked about moving the electrical department headquarters and generators from downtown to land in Scow Bay. However, cost estimates put that plan out of reach, and there's been little interest in making the move happen on the borough assembly in recent years. In May of 2015, the assembly okayed a design for just the remodel of the building. Assembly members agreed they needed some more information before they decided on the remodel bid award. Again, here's Wallhuter.
Is there enough floor space? You know, I mean, if Carl says that, that it's possible, you know, so the same amount of floor space is available there that there is here. I mean, that's kind of, okay, we can kind of wrap our heads around that. Is there a place to park these vehicles that right now is having trouble going on and off Main Street, you know, and that kind of thing, you know, up there? You know, is there bays so that they can protect them? Those kind of things is the only kind of questions I need to have answered. I don't need to have soil samples or whether or not we got to, you know, mitigate or anything. You know what I mean? I mean, just kind of just basic so I have a little more information to be able to move forward with my decisions.
There's a 45-day deadline to award or reject the bids on the project. Power and Light employee Gary Morgan testified against the combination of department supervisors and the possibility of moving the electrical department offices to Public Works.
There's no positive gains for Power and Light, but it's a great way to spend another department savings on Public Works. The Power and Light Enterprise Fund is a new credit card with a bigger credit limit.
A motion to postpone the bid award until the July 3rd Assembly meeting passed unanimously. Meanwhile, the Assembly also had a brief discussion about the reorganization of department heads. The borough's motor pool foreman, Hoy Yee, wrote a letter in support of Public Works Director Carl Hagerman taking over that new role of utility director. Assembly members also voiced support for rewritten job descriptions for electrical superintendent and that new position of utility director who could have oversight of Power and Light. Superintendent Joe Nelson retires from the electric department at the end of this month. Borough Manager Giesbrecht told the Assembly he has not started to find someone to fill that job.
Currently, the plan is, you know, that I'll have Power and Light reporting to me until such time that the Assembly gives me direction. And, you know, we have not started any kind of recruitment process otherwise than that. So that's what we're moving forward with at this point.
The manager estimates recruiting and bringing in a new electrical superintendent to town could cost around $43,000. He has outlined the decisions he wants the Assembly to make, including approving department head job descriptions, a salary range and relocation costs for a new electrical superintendent, and the status of the Power and Light building remodel. Several on the Assembly sound interested in proceeding with the reorganization plan. Here's J. Stanton Greger.
Looking through this, it is my hope that Carl Hagerman actually shows interest in this position down the line. I think Carl is a very talented person and would be a good leader for that department. I want to make sure I said that clearly on the record before I leave for a month, as this will be a topic, and that I have the utmost confidence in him as a professional employee in this borough, and I hope he's willing to consider it. And I hope, as the person doing the hiring, I hope you consider him for it again.
Hagerman initially expressed interest in the utility director job, but in May told the Assembly he did not want the position if he didn't have their support. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.